first light of the morning, I can see your glory flying over me. In the first light of the morning.
This is America on Par, a powerful punch of political punditry in a pithy podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Parr. Thanks for tuning in and listening and sharing these podcasts with your friends all over the interwebs. This is chapter 4 of the second sentence. We are in the section of the book that's looking at each specific phrase in the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence. The last episode, chapter 3, we dealt with, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Now, chapter 4, that all men are created equal. This is the first self-evident truth listed in the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal. When Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. talked about the American Creed during his famous I Have a Dream speech, this is the specific section he was alluding to. We are all created equal. No one is better or more important or more deserving of special privileges than anyone else. It is vital that we as Americans believe this, that we hold this to be a self-evident truth. All of the other truths listed in the Declaration depend upon this being true. If this single idea is not true, then all of the ideas of democracy and representative government and even the right of the United States of America to exist in the first place fall apart. For example, if we are not all equal, then some of us would be worth more or more valuable or more important than others. If that were the case, then it would make no sense that each of our votes in any election counted the same. The more valuable people would have a right to claim a bigger say in the election's outcome, and democracy would be tossed aside as illogical and unfair. Well, remember, this is supposed to be a self-evident truth. That all men are created equal, the signers of the Declaration believed, was obviously true and made its own truth known to the whole world. So let's test that truth. Let's dig into the meaning behind the words to see what this clause is really saying. Many modern readers see the word men and assume it is referring to males and not females. After all, the signers of the Declaration were all men, but that is a modern misunderstanding of the usage of the word. Men, as used in the second sentence, not only refers to males, but to humans as a whole. Using the word men to mean mankind was more common in the 1700s. For example, look at the King James Bible, which was written in 1611. In Genesis 1:27, it is translated as saying, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." Clearly, the usage of the word man in this passage means both males and females. If you look at a modern translation, there's a distinct difference. The New International Version of the Bible was published in 1978. The NIV translates that same passage as, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God created he them, male and female, he created them." Notice how man has been changed to mankind, but the meaning hasn't changed at all. Further evidence that the founders meant to include all people, males and females, in this self-evident truth lies in the remainder of the clause, created equal. In a biological sense, men and women are indeed created equal. All human beings are created in the exact same way. The founders knew in 1776 that people were created through sexual intercourse between a male and a female. They knew that every single person was created in this exact same way. Since that time, science has shown this self-evident truth persists even down to a microscopic molecular level. A person is created when a set of genes from a father mixes with a set of genes from a mother. Those combined genes form a new, unique genetic code that has the potential to multiply and grow into a new human being. This occurs at the subcellular level, and it happens the exact same way, whether the newly created genetic code is for a male or a female. The process, the creation, is the same. If we put these facts together, we can see that we are all created equal. that this is a truth in both a spiritual and scientific sense. If God created mankind in his own image, then each one of us was created in God's image. Thomas Jefferson was created in God's image. Oprah Winfrey was created in God's image. You were created in God's image. So in a spiritual sense, that all men are created equal is a self-evident truth. It is also a self-evident truth in a scientific sense, given that the microscopic molecular construction of your unique DNA occurred in the exact same way for you as it has for every human ever created. Notice how created does not mean born. Clearly, we are not all born equal. Some people are born with physical disabilities, some are not. Some are born to parents who are wealthy, and some are born to parents who are poor. In addition, equal does not mean same. We are created equal, but we are not the same. Every person is different from every other person in some way. Some are tall, some are short, some are smarter than others, some are stronger or faster than others. Men and women are different in numerous ways. The founders were focused on the self-evident truth that we are created equal rather than the equally self-evident truth that we are born different. The focus on our creation rather than the circumstances of our birth means each person, male and female, has the same intrinsic value and is deserving of the same level of respect. This was a radical departure from how society was organized in much of the world at that time. The King of England, George III, wasn't king because he had earned that title. He was born into it. The House of Lords, one of the ruling bodies of Great Britain, was made up completely of males who had been born into powerful families. They hadn't earned their titles any more than the king had. To declare that all people were created equal was a self-evident truth that challenged the rights of kings to rule simply because of the circumstances of their birth. Remember from the previous chapter that truth is not dependent upon your perspective. King George III might not have agreed that all people were created equal because that idea would have challenged his right to be a king, but that doesn't matter. His opinion about his right to rule doesn't alter the truth that all men are created equal. The same idea can be applied to the founding fathers themselves. Many of the founders owned slaves. The same men who signed a document declaring that all men were created equal also behaved in a way that treated other human beings as less than human. The same men who signed a document stating that all of mankind was created equal denied voting and property rights to women simply because they were born female. But the failure of the founders to live up to the ideas of the Declaration doesn't change whether or not those ideas were true. The self-evident truth that all men are created equal is true regardless of the behavior of the men who declared it themselves. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe either on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. If you'd like to leave a comment, you can always do so at my website, AmericanGroundRadio.com. I'm Stephen Parr, and I can still see Old Glory flying over me. In the first light of